Exercise number two sounds like this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This little,
oh, yeah,
quality deepens the voice. You don't want to do this all the time. You only need to work your low voice once or twice a week because it's actually more tiring than working high voice. Why? Fuller vibrating mass works more musculature, even though it's vibrating slower. But typically, we teach singers to talk right up here, just to lighten the voice so they can get through the bridge a little quicker and easier. But sometimes people do that, and their mix is so light, they never develop any power. They're right here. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog. It's a nice exercise to learn how to lighten up the voice. But you have to understand that singing is sustained speech. So let's develop every speech pattern, not showing too much attention to the low voice, because scraping bottom, every ear, nose, throat specialist agrees, is one of the worst things you can do for your voice. That's why we do this a couple of minutes a day. Now, there's no piano scale, simply a demonstration. I have to tell you, when I first came to Nashville, friends of mine would go out and meet up with people in the industry, and we'd play this little joke where I said every time I'd say the word oh or ah, I would drop an octave. And people would look at me and my friends would be busting up laughing. And I'd say, yes, when I first moved to Nashville, I wanted to get a record deal, but you know, I'm a full-time vocal coach and I like to write songs, but and my friends were dying. It was like an Ashton Kutcher moment. All right, I've been punked. Now I just gave away my age because that's the time when that was all popular. But going, I actually developed a fuller sound on the bottom by playing around. So realize that people like Jim Carrey and other personalities actually are phenomenal singers because they use their voice so well. The object is just make sound, then transform that sound into a singing voice. So, throughout the day, once or twice a day, you can say,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Now listen to a female demonstration.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You see how she has the same rumble? Approximately an octave above me. So I drop into my vocal fry from my chest voice around G. Oh,
oh yeah.
And eventually
the
develops more compression naturally, more thickness, and more fullness to my low voice as a foundation to build mix.